Tonight's guided meditation will focus on cultivating loving kindness. Sitting comfortably erect, first of all, just notice the experience of living inside a body. Feelings of pressure where your body touches whatever you're sitting on. The experience of breathing as the air enters and exits your body. Also, focus attention on the center of your chest, the area between the breastbone and the spine. Not to notice the heartbeat, but to be curious about what experience might be noticeable there. It might be that you don't really notice any sensations, or you might notice a feeling of pressure or tightness. Whatever it is, maintain a persistent curiosity about what can be noticed there. This element of loving kindness meditation fosters full body awareness. And now, silently but sincerely, repeat this phrase. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently, patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. This phrasing has multiple associations to emotions, feelings that have a benevolent impact on your experience. But what is required is sincerity and a willingness to persist. Of course, your attention will wander. When it does, just simply bring the focus back to silently and sincerely repeating the phrase, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be content, may I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. You can cultivate loving kindness coordinated with the process of breathing, repeating part of the phrasing on the in-breath, another part on the out-breath. It's also beneficial to disregard the sensation of breathing and focus with more and more clarity and intensity on repeating the phrase and paying attention to the feelings in the center of your chest. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. people find it easier to focus kind thoughts and intentions on other people. And there is value in that. That will be part of the meditation further on. But it must originate from your own fulfilled experience. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. It's very easy to fall into some rote repetition of the mantra and to disregard what you might experience in the center of your chest. So please remain diligent, persistent at being mindful, investigating your immediate subjective experience, in channeling the energy of your attention into sincerely repeating the mantra while you remain curious about what might be noticed in the middle of your chest. First four phrases of the mantra are a core part of the practice. What does it feel like when you are safe without having to be on guard? Perhaps there's a feeling of relaxation, calmness, peacefulness. What sort of associations occur when you really sincerely invoke happiness? Perhaps a feeling of expansion in your chest, a buoyancy, uplifting. What associations might be stirred up with the word health, vitality, energy, strength, resilience to stress? And how does your body experience contentment? What happens in your mind when you are satisfied with this present moment's experience? If you're not satisfied, wish for it. May I be content. These four phrases instill a feeling of self-worth, confidence, value in your own sense of being. It's not uncommon for the mind to be pulled into different tracks away from the intention of the mantra. Self-doubt, self-criticism, painful memories, frustrations. Notice that that is distress and confusion. Perhaps aversion and ill will. Loving kindness is the antidote for that rejection of your own experience. Love yourself even in the midst of imperfection, confusion, just as you are now. Bring love to that moment of experiencing. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. Once again, focusing a kind of curious attention in the area in the middle of your chest. There's a signal going from your brain down into your body and from body back into your brain. With enough practice, you can be aware of the tone of this signal. It's expansive, uplifting, joyful, serene. Connected to the richness of life, here and now, just as it is. Notice where your attention's focused. Keep channeling the energy of your attention through sincerely repeating the phrases. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be content. May I love myself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as I am now, no matter what happens. With my meditation practice, part of my routine is to surrender into deeper awareness on the out-breath, more acceptance of what's happening inside, more interest, more curiosity. So you can align the exhalations with a more and more thorough commitment to the benevolent intention that's cultivated by the mantra. As you become more skillful at this, your body starts to feel more and more open and full. It's like a watchtower, a lighthouse, and whatever benevolent energy is being generated with your practice starts to radiate out, expanding even beyond the bounds of your body. The goal of this practice is to realize more and more connection, to be less and less isolated, set apart. One of the ways to cultivate this is to contemplate someone toward whom you have a great deal of gratitude and respect, someone very easy to generate benevolent intentions toward. Don't try to visualize the person, just be open to a sense of that person's existence. And change the phrasing of the mantra. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be content. May you love yourself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as you are now, no matter what happens. So keep this person in your heart and your mind while you sincerely repeat the phrase and focus on that experience in the middle of your chest. Focusing on another might produce a different sensation. Expansiveness, achiness. Whatever it is, bring benevolent intention to that experience. might shift focus of your attention to a series of people toward whom you find it very easy to generate a benevolent intention. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be content. May you love yourself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as you are now, no matter what happens. Another orientation in this practice focuses benevolent intention toward a neutral person. Could be a neighbor, could be a checkout person at the supermarket, a coworker, someone toward whom you have not really developed an in-depth relationship. But you have an awareness of this person, following the same mantra. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be content. May you love yourself sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as you are now, no matter what happens. As with the previous part of the contemplation, you can review a benevolent intention oriented toward several different people. With this practice, what we're doing is creating ways to channel loving kindness so that when we are in social situations, it's easier to recall it, feel it, and manifest it. Now you can shift the focus of your practice towards someone with whom you have some degree of difficulty. Could be a family member, coworker, a neighbor, a friend. And change the wording. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be content. May I love you sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as you are now, no matter what happens. This phrasing starts to orient loving kindness toward compassion. Loving kindness is the antidote for aversion and ill will. And if there's conflict in your relationship, wish them well. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be content. May I love you sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as you are, no matter what happens. Maintain that focus in the center of the chest, very important part of the practice. Be alert. Mind can shift into stories, particularly when there's some emotional interaction between you and the person you are contemplating your relationship with. You just want to maintain an intention, not a storyline. When there is a storyline, put attention in the center of your chest. Use your body awareness to interrupt the narrative. Now bring your attention to someone toward whom you feel a great deal of aversion and ill will. Might be fear, might be outrage, might be contempt. Remember, this is the antidote for aversion and ill will. And this becomes more and more a contemplation of compassion. The same mantra. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be content. May I love you sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as you are now, no matter what happens. This contemplation does not mean that you should accept some kind of abuse or mistreatment in regards to that person. When you generate loving kindness, it's a feeling that recognizes the joint communion that we all have. Even people who are mean, manipulative, hurtful, they're only that way because they don't feel safe. They're not happy. They don't behave in healthy ways. And they're certainly not content. So it makes great sense to wish them, to to be safe and happy and healthy and content. And for you to love them just as they are, no matter what happens. From this sort of heart-mind continuum, you can still take effective action to set boundaries, to negotiate your needs effectively. But it won't come from a place of hatred or aggression. If you find that your mind gets really swept away when you're doing this sort of practice, go back to the original mantra. Cultivate an intention for yourself to be safe and happy and healthy and content. To love yourself, even in these circumstances, with great patience and kindness. Here's another form of the practice. I mentioned earlier that there could be an expansive, radiant quality associated with loving kindness, like a beacon that radiates out from the center of your chest, guided by your mind's intention. It extends 360 degrees like a great sphere that's expansive and all-inclusive. Changing the mantra again. May we be safe. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be content. May we love each other sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as we are now, no matter what happens. This benevolent intention can radiate out across your home, if there are other people in the home, or certainly out into your neighborhood. The more purified your benevolent intention is, the stronger the pulse, the more deeply felt the connection can be. May we be safe. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be content. May we love each other sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as we are now, no matter what happens. This inclusive and expansive contemplation can include different sorts of groups as well. All men, all women, all children, people near and far. People who are happy and people who are in pain. People who are kind and people who are hurtful. May we all be safe. May we all be happy. May we all be healthy. May we all be content. May we all love each other sincerely and with gently patient kindness. Just as we all are now, no matter what happens. Imagine the kind of world that you can walk through, holding on to, expanding out into this feeling of encompassing loving kindness. An even more expansive and inclusive manifestation of loving kindness can include all beings that are great or small, all beings that walk or crawl or swim or fly. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be content. May all beings love life sincerely and with gently patient kindness. Just as it is now, no matter what happens. We are deeply and intimately connected with all the other creatures on the planet, from the moment we're born till the moment we die. Insects, birds, fish, snakes, lizards, frogs, dogs, cats, all sorts of creatures. On the skin of our bodies and in the depths of our intestines, there are single-celled creatures that live in symbiotic harmony with our own cells. Wish them well. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be content. May all beings love life sincerely and with gently patient kindness, just as it is now, no matter what happens. Imagine surrendering utterly to this feeling of benevolent intention. Purifying it strengthening it, letting it dissolve any kind of aversive or divisive boundaries that the mind can create. We are truly all in this together, in this amazing biosphere. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.